1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Welcome to hour two of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Having a vehicle is very important in southeastern Wisconsin. I think one of the things that is preventing the region from growing economically and population-wise is we lack what other very successful metro areas have, and that is an integrated system of public transportation. I'm talking about the intermodal stuff where you can, there's a train here. Of course, you have buses, maybe you have streetcars, you have a subway system. There's a metro system. I love the one in Washington, D.C. The one in Minneapolis is also wonderful as well. It's fast, it's efficient, it's inexpensive. You can save a tremendous amount of money on transportation costs. We don't have that here. And when we casually throw around, oh, Milwaukee is a segregated city, it's one of the most segregated cities in the country, we don't really dig in and analyze what that actually means. It doesn't just mean geographically where this is where the Latinos live, this is where the black people live, this is where the white people live. I mean, obviously, it's a part of that, but it's also infrastructure that prevents integration of not just races, but people of different education levels and different incomes. We do not want to move human beings from where they may live to where the jobs and the opportunities are. In fact, the more separation, the more barriers that we can create. This is a very unique thing in a segregated city, and we still maintain it to this day. But I tend to see Milwaukee through a different lens. I think this is a cosmopolitan city. There's a lot of things to do. There's a lot of innovation here. There's a lot of creativity here. We've got a big food scene here. Like, that's advanced stuff. When you have a food scene, when people can be legitimate content creators and make whole livings just by going to restaurants, I think that says a lot for the region. We offer a lot. But we could offer those things to more people if we had a system of transportation that was easy to use, but it has been essentially prevented. And there's a political arm to it as well. Governor Doyle signed a number of contracts with a train maker from Spain that had already basically moved to Milwaukee. They could have gone anywhere, came here. They were going to reinvigorate what used to be a mainstay of employment for the African-American community. Tower Automotive, A.O. Smith, they relocated. Talgo is the name of the company. They relocated there, and they were going to start building trains. We have a lot of existing tracks in the city of Milwaukee because not only do we used to have streetcars, but we also were a hub. We were the country's tool belt. We used to manufacture and ship all sorts of stuff out of Milwaukee. Cities like Milwaukee that have that deep industrial history is why we were able to win World War II, because all the factories that we have here producing every damn thing from leather to car frames and everything in between could then be transitioned over into a wartime manufacturing. We could make bombs and the tanks and the bullets and all of the things. So we had the existing track, and of course some new track would have been laid. But then Scott Walker gets elected and canceled all of the contracts even after they were signed, meaning the state of Wisconsin got sued and you foot the bill. We had to pay these contractors and subcontractors that were going to build these trains $10 million because Scott Walker simply said no. And then what does Scott Walker continue to do? Decommission buses, because people that have money and people that have decent incomes, more often than not, they have a car and they can afford the high cost of transportation. And that is what I want to talk about in this segment and maybe the next couple of segments, is the high cost of transportation is a barrier for working class people. Having a car is expensive. Having to have, by state law, Mandatory car insurance for a vehicle is expensive. They tell me that gas has been over $4 a gallon for the past couple few months. That's expensive. Maintaining a vehicle is expensive. Tires for your vehicle is expensive. A transmission service is expensive. Oil changes is expensive. You have got to have money. Hell, you got to have a job just to be able to afford the car that you need to keep running so you can get to the job so you can have money and make money for everything else. It also is no shock nor secret that there's a large number of African Americans, African American men in particular, that are not licensed drivers. And some of that is evident just in your own anecdotes and what you see when you happen to be driving your vehicle around the city of Milwaukee. Not just unlicensed, but completely untrained drivers. But also, if you get pulled over, you ain't got that license. You're in the system. So it's a useful barrier that is an extension and an intended consequence of having a segregated city. In the last probably 30 years, maybe 40, if I look at places like a Franklin, Oak Creek, moving into Waukesha County, like a Muskego, Maguanago, I'll go into Washington County, I can look at a Hartford, I can look at a Slinger, places like that. 30 years ago, farmland. Farms. Family farms. Now, as time went on, family farms went bankrupt at such a fast rate that there had to be these gigantic concerts to try and provide aid to the farmers back in the 80s. One of them was called Farm Aid. But what did those farms turn into? Some turned into corporate farms. Some turned into wind farms because we got to produce alternative forms of electricity. But a lot of those farms turned into suburbs, subdivisions, and office parks. Where office parks have grown in these far-out suburbs in Franklin and other places south and southwest of the city, buses don't run on purpose. But if we had trains, if Talgo was allowed to do what they were contracted to do, we would have a region with less car accidents, cheaper car insurance. People would have more money in their pockets because they wouldn't have these outrageous expenditures and wouldn't be their pocketbooks are at the whims of what gas prices are going to be. And I'm about to talk about registration fees because when I saw what it cost to renew my vehicle, I wanted to punch somebody in the face. I'm glad there was no one near me. Whole point of me driving an electric vehicle so I could save on some of those costs. Hell, I don't care what gasoline costs. In fact, I'm even safer because I drive an electric vehicle because I don't have to go to that Citgo at 3 o'clock in the morning. Because at Citgo gas stations, people tend to die. I don't know what it is about a Citgo. But if you go with a Citgo, let alone if you work at one, that's got to be one of the most dangerous jobs on the planet. A central city, city of Milwaukee, north side Citgo, they probably won't even give you life insurance if you work there. You're too much of a risk. I did a little research because my vehicle registration, it's always been expensive. Even when I had a hybrid, it was expensive. But now that I have a fully electric vehicle, my hybrid was $225 a year to register. And some of that is, well, because it's so fuel efficient, I don't buy as much gasoline, and I have to pay to register my vehicle for the gas taxes. You know, gasoline is taxed per gallon. But if you buy less gasoline, which I thought would be a good thing, you buy less gasoline, you are paying less gasoline tax. And so the state wants to recoup the money they're not getting from my fuel-efficient vehicle. This is about the most ass-backwards thing I've ever seen. But a lot of time government is because we put ass-backwards people in office. It's going to cost me $331 to register my vehicle. So I get an email. Department of Transportation, vehicle registration. Now I don't have to worry about getting an emissions test or none of that stuff. And I'm scrolling down. It's got the details of my vehicle, the make and the model, and my license plate number and my VIN number. And I get to the bottom and it says, okay, please pay this amount. The profanity that I profaned. Now, in the grand scheme, I am still coming out ahead because I am not at the whims of the fluctuations of gas prices and electricity. Even though We Energies is talking about a rate hike and probably going to get it, electricity is really, really, really cheap. It's 10 cents a kilowatt hour after 9 p.m. A lot of folks don't know that. So on the weekends and after 9 o'clock, remember back when cell phones were free after 9? Remember back in those days? So electricity kind of operates the same way. During the day, I think we might be paying something like 50 cents, 49 cents per kilowatt hour, which is fine because the most of you are at work. You're using somebody else's electricity during the day. So if you keep your thermostat at a reasonable level, because it doesn't have to be, you know, set very, very low when you're not at home. Now you're going to come home to a hot ass house. But you're not really using a lot of electricity when you're not at home. And then starting at 9 p.m. electricity, like the price gets cut by like 75%. So when I charge my vehicle, I have my vehicle set to begin charging at 9 p.m. And I average now. And it tells me actually this app that I have keeps track of all that. I spend between $12 and $16 a month to charge my vehicle, which compared, that's 4 gallons of gas, where I would be using dramatically more than 4 gallons of gas if I had a traditional internal combustion engine. We call those ICE engines, internal combustion engines. But the fact that I'm paying $331 and I'm really getting hit hard, I mean, no Vaseline, no foreplay at all, living in the city of Milwaukee because of the damn wheel tax. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to break down because some of you might get shocked like me when you get these registration fees, especially if you've purchased a hybrid vehicle. So when you buy your vehicle, all the registration is taken care of when you purchase the vehicle because by law, the dealership's got to handle all that stuff. So you're not really paying an additional amount to register your vehicle. That is included in the price of the vehicle. I probably should have looked when I bought my car to see what I was in for, but in the purchase price of my vehicle was I had to pay the sales tax on the vehicle, which that hurt too, because the sales tax went up from 5.5%, to 7.9. So I paid hundreds more dollars just in sales taxes for my vehicle, but it is what it is. You got to pay the damn cops and the firefighters their pensions. So sales tax went up. But then I also should have looked at what my vehicle registration fee was, and I did not. You know, when you buy a vehicle, you got to sign all that stuff. You got to sign 37 pages. You might be signing your life away, signing away your damn kidney. I just signed all the stuff, and then I got my vehicle. But now I'm up for my first renewal of my plates. And that, let me say this too, ladies and gentlemen, it's a privilege to drive. I understand that. And also, public roads are very expensive to maintain, especially if they are heavily used. There's lots of traffic. And the wintertime really beats our roads down. The freezing and thaw cycles and then the snow plows, boom, slamming down on the concrete, on the asphalt. Over time, it really beats our roads up. But then what do? We complain about the construction. Why is there so much construction in the summer? Because you can't do road construction under 7 feet of snow. Why do we have so much construction in the summer? You want to try and pave a road when it's 8 inches of snow? You can't. I hope they teach common sense this year in NPS. They need to have a whole semester at every grade at an age-appropriate level to teach common sense, because the number of old, grown adults that have none. I don't know how some of y'all tie your shoes. I'm not talking about the smart people, because the smart people are the ones that listen to this show. I mean, we get a couple of dummies every now and again. Don't worry, they'll call. But there's some people that lack so much common sense. I don't know how they don't confuse the gas and the brake pedal when they're driving. Like, which one of these makes me go? I guess I'll try this one. And they hit the wrong pedal. Gotta teach a little common sense. But roads are very expensive to maintain, so I get it. I understand. There's going to be a fee to use public roads in the state of Wisconsin, in the city of Milwaukee. I totally understand it. But here's where I'm at now. I think we need a tollway. Y'all going to stop coming up here. You're going to stop coming to Milwaukee, doing all your Milwaukee stuff, coming up here, thotting around. Some of y'all coming from Kenosha. Some of y'all are even coming from Racine. and you coming into the Milwaukee County, you ain't paying no toll, nothing. All you're doing is making our roads more, traffic is worse because of you. You're putting more wear and tear on our roads, and you get to go back to your little barely populated little itty-bitty tiny communities where the roads are probably smooth as glass because there's not a lot of traffic in some of them little roads. You're going to need to start paying. Here's what I suggest we do. David Crowley, as you're listening, I'm going to get David on the show eventually. Not yet. Too soon. Let's wait. Look, I'll wait a little bit. Maybe in October. Maybe somewhere just ahead of or just after that first debate between him and Tom Tiffany. If David Crowley does not stomp a mud hole in Tom Tiffany's ass, then David, you don't deserve to be governor. Tom Tiffany is the gift that keeps on giving. I would love to debate Tom Tiffany just because I would like to have a good day. Like, I would debate if I was feeling like a little down, like, oh, it's raining outside, can't go play with my friends. I would love to just debate Tom Tiffany just like as a pick-me-up. Because it would be such an easy win. I think that we need to consider a tollway and people that are coming to this. Milwaukee is a tourist attraction. We're a convention city. And some people, when they attend conventions here, the Jehovah's just had a convention. They were all witnessing and Jehovah-ing. Shout out to the Jehovah's. They didn't cause any trouble. Not that I know of. I don't know. Did they go down to Water Street and fight? Who knows? Fighting with other Christians? Oh, don't turn your nose up at me. If there's the worst wars have been religious. So I don't know. Maybe it's Jehovah's has been down there on Water Street fighting. Maybe we should investigate that. But when people are coming to our city for our conventions and you're using our roads, don't put that cost disproportionately on me. And here's why I support a toll. Because 99.9% of what I do in and around the city of Milwaukee, and I might dip my toe into a suburb every now and again because there might be specialty services or products that are only available in surrounding suburbs, Sherwin Hughes would never have to pay that toll. I have everything that I need within 3 or 4 miles of my house. I'm not paying no tolls. And if I happen to travel somewhere, I'm getting on an airplane, which is a whole nother set of tolls, or I'll take the Hiawatha if I go down to Chicago. I never drive to Chicago because I'm not that stupid. I'm not sharing the road with anybody. If I see Illinois plates, no thank you. If a tollway could, like I floated this idea to, must have been State Senator Dora Drake, a few state elected officials, and it got some traction, but then Robin Voss was actually in favor of tolls. And I think that there were Democrats that realized the benefit of it, but weren't in favor of tolls, having a tollway, a southern tollway, and then maybe even a western tollway, because I really want to tax these Waukesha motherfathers. If you're going to come to our city, and because they talk so much crap about Milwaukee, okay, cool, talk crap all you want to, but you're going to pay what you weigh. You're going to pay a toll. Coming and going and coming. Bet you won't talk crap no more. We're going to get in that pocketbook. But I think that there were Democrats that were, this is what I hate about politics. If there is a good idea and a Republican comes up with a good idea, Democrats will know it's a good idea. It will be of benefit. It'll have a cost-saving measure. It'll reduce what we pay. If you can reduce our wheel taxes and eliminate the wheel tax, or at least reduce, they're not going to eliminate it, but if you can reduce or prevent the wheel tax from continuing to go up in the city of Milwaukee because we have tollways in which motorists that are coming here and they're the ones putting the wear and tear on our streets, additional wear and tear, you got to pay for that. Why are we footing the bill for everybody else wanting to come to our city? And as time goes on, Milwaukee will be even more of a tourist attraction. We built a brand new convention center, but did not think about how we can capture additional revenue when people want to drive their vehicles. Also, it should discourage people from driving. We'll use less fossil fuels. We'll pollute less. It won't be 90 goddamn degrees in the beginning of September. If people have to pay a toll, you may reconsider how you want to come to the city of Milwaukee. You might take a different form of transportation, right? All this stuff is smart. But because Robin Voss at one point in time was like, you know what, maybe we should try a tollway because it could bring in. I have it in my damn email. I have a study that showed how much money that we could actually bring in if we had a tollway. I'm going to search my email. I think I can use ChatGPT to search my email. It's like hundreds of thousands of dollars at 7 or 8 different toll sites that we would have. But because Robin Voss was in favor of it, Democrats were not, and the proposal failed. You're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Let me check in on our YouTube poll. I'm not shocked. Are visible tattoos unprofessional? A majority at 55% say yes. A minority at 45% say no, visible tattoos are not unprofessional. I personally believe that they are. Something else about today's society and culture is, if someone disagrees with you, that's the enemy. Never mind that someone has got a different viewpoint than you, different experiences than you, different background than you, grew up in a different time, place, space, generation, different level of education and income, like all those things. If somebody doesn't agree with you, they clearly are the enemy. That's ridiculous. People are supposed to disagree. How fun is that if everybody agrees with you? You know what I mean? Oh, went down a little bit. I need to shut my mouth. Now 54% instead of 55% say that visible tattoos are unprofessional. So this poll is going to run for the duration of the show. I am fairly certain that when the show is over and a whole bunch more people have participated and voted in the poll, that it will still be the sentiment of the majority that visible tattoos are unprofessional. And so the whole rationale behind the poll, for those of you that are just joining, is a number of teachers are posting their first day back to school, back in the classroom, looking forward to teaching the kids this year. I think some they're younger teachers, obviously, because older teachers probably aren't doing certain things like that. But they are posting pictures of themselves in their classrooms, ready to welcome the children back. And the number of these younger teachers that have visible tattoos and are wearing clothes that are showing off their tattoos was mind-blowing. And it wasn't just a couple. It was 6 or more, 7 or more, just in me scrolling through my social media feed. And every so often, as a part of my show preparation, I'll scroll through my social media feed because some of the information that is shared is worthy of bringing to the talk radio audience. And this was certainly one of them, because I'm like, what is this trend? These tattoos, and it's women, it's not any men. I'm sure there are male teachers that are tattooed. But by and large, though, the profession of teaching, especially elementary school, middle school, might be a little bit more gender diverse in high schools, is still women. In fact, it was like, what is it? Either 79 or 84% of teachers in this country are women. And they're political because they're unionized more often than not. So not just heavily dominated by women, but also they've got some political power as well. So I was lamenting on how much money I have to pay to register my vehicle. So in the grand scheme of things, I think it just adds to overall affordability in 2026. It's a real thing. Even if you're doing okay financially, your money doesn't go nearly as far, and just everything is more expensive. I'm over here thinking, do I want to get YouTube TV? Do any of you have YouTube TV? Because I got Paramount, and I have Sling TV, and I have an added package on Sling TV where I get all the news stations. I get the CNN and the MS Now and Newsmax and all the news things. I think I'm paying something like $60 a month for my TV. Cheaper than cable, but then I spend so much time on the YouTube. Is YouTube TV worth it? YouTube TV is, they're running a promotion where it's a month free, And then it's $53 for 3 months. And then after that, it's like $82.99 with taxes, probably $85-86 a month. That's a lot of money. But is it worth it, though? Xavier, do you have YouTube TV? I know you don't have. It's too expensive, ain't it? I heard it ain't worth it.
No, just with all the stuff that I have now, I don't really need it.
All right. Everything is very expensive. And it seemed like it happened quick. Like, I know what inflation is, and I look back at what, you know, things used to cost in my youth, because we used to go to the mall a lot. And if you went to the mall a lot, you were economically conscious, because if you had 10 or 15 bucks, you knew exactly what you could get. And I know that, like, $5 when I was a kid is the equivalent. Like, what I could get with $5 if I went to the mall. I could stay all day at the mall with $5. Now, this is also a damn long time ago, the 20th century. Now, if I want to do an all-day series of activities, not even anything special or extravagant, $100. I swear to you, some days I leave the house and it costs me $100 just to get back home. Always got to get something. Always got to run an errand. Always got to go. I need this. I got to go buy this. I got to go to the store for this. Like, oh, I got a bill I got to pay. I got to. It's $100 every single day just to live. It's wild. But what maybe $20 was when I was in my teens or early 20s, like, it's $100 now. Right? And I remember back, oh, wow, $20. $20 was a decent amount of money. If you look in your wallet and see an unbroken $20 bill, you'd be, oh, okay, I'm all right. Now, a single meal can cost you $20. It's insane. And so in keeping up with the affordability crisis, which is very political because you have both the Democrats and the Republicans, especially the respective nominees running for governor, they're both bludgeoning one another on the whole affordability crisis. Here's where I know the Republicans are screwing up on it. Number one, Donald Trump is not doubling down on giving credibility to people that can no longer afford life. Trump is saying that it's a Democrat hoax. Affordability is. That's not helping. But then they're running a commercial here in Wisconsin, which, and I like the fact that the Republicans or whoever this group is that's running a pro-conservative, pro-Tom Tiffany commercial against David Crowley. They said that David Crowley raised the sales tax in Milwaukee. No, he did not. Milwaukee could only raise its sales tax with permission and authority from Republicans, a Republican-controlled legislature. I'm going to do you one better because we got to clear this stuff up. Because a lot of people don't have common sense, including voters. And that's dangerous, as you can plainly see. The county only had to raise its sales tax 0.2%? No. Damn it, I used to know this. It was less than 1%. The city of Milwaukee had to raise its sales tax a full 2%. But David Crowley is county exact 0.9? I used to know this. What's our sales tax now? 7.9? It was. So 0.9%. Is that how much they raise it? No, 0.4. Whatever it is. The county sales tax portion had to get raised less because there were some financial fixes that were done ahead of time to prevent Milwaukee County residents, save for the city of Milwaukee, from having to increase so drastically the sales tax. But it was, in fact, the Republicans that had to permit it. And the only reason why we had to raise our sales taxes was to pay for the pensions of cops and firefighters. And we had to raise our sales taxes in order to get a nominal increase in shared revenue, again, also controlled by the Republicans. So a big part of the affordability crisis is due to Republicans controlling the legislature. They are the ones that sanctioned our increase in sales taxes. At the same time, their leader, the leader of the Republican Party, whether you like it or not, is in fact Donald Trump. Nobody is moving ahead of him when it comes to the messaging of the Republican Party. It's Trump and then it's every other apparatus after him. They are dismissing the affordability crisis. But Tom Tiffany, running for governor of Wisconsin as a Republican, blaming David Crowley for the sales tax increase, is categorically false, and it's just it's stupid. Hope now. I don't think that the Crowley campaign is going to respond because they shouldn't have to. I think it just shows the lack of understanding of why our taxes have gone up the way that they have. So why don't we do this? We're going to take a break, right? Take a break. Come back, talk to both Derek and Eric on the other side. As of September 2026, Wisconsin vehicle registration costs vary substantially depending upon the vehicle type and where it is kept. For a City of Milwaukee resident, there are effectively three layers: the state registration fee, the Milwaukee County wheel tax, and the City of Milwaukee wheel tax. Here's what Sherwin suggests. Put in a tollway and take off the county wheel tax first. Then let the revenue come in. Let us get rich and get fat with revenue like some of these fat babies that are going back to school today. How is your baby that fat? Your baby can't sit in a car seat. It's in a captain's chair. That's not, everybody relax. Don't, I know that I mess up when Xavier shakes his head. That means that I've gone too far. But no, that these babies, like, these babies are eating, they're so fat, and they can't help it because you're feeding them fat food. You just sit your children down with, like, a bottle. You know, babies got the bottles. What do you, just butter. Here you go, here, have, oh, the baby is hungry, the baby is fussy. Give them a melt the lard and the sour cream. And ice cream. Mmm, nutritious, fat baby. Baby is 11 months old and driving a semi. 11-month-old baby is training to be a heavyweight MMA fighter. You see that story? It's on World Star Hip Hop. It was an 11-month-old baby that fought three cops. Baby had a beard. It was a girl baby. The truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
(833) 212-1017 is the call-in number. Talking about these exorbitant vehicle registration fees, and there's a way in which we can be much more efficient with how we pay for the maintenance of our roads, because wintertime is not nice on the roads. We know that. And vehicle traffic also has an impact on roads. Did you guys know that when a Walmart comes into your community, $400,000 a year of additional road maintenance is required just because a Walmart is there because of the increased traffic? And guess what? Walmart don't pay for that. We do. It's called an externality. Sometimes corporations, big ones, when they come into an area, and we may welcome them because we want the jobs and the benefits that they offer. But there are things that are a cost, sometimes environmental costs, sometimes maintenance costs on roads, bridges, highways, etc. But Walmart is not paying for those, what we call externalities. That stuff is on our back. And if there are more and more people coming to the City of Milwaukee, and they are, just think of the sporting events. How many people come for Brewers games, come for Bucks games, come to go out to eat? A whole bunch of concerts. We have so many music venues. How many people come for State Fair, Summerfest? And you add that up over time. That's a tremendous, tremendous amount of traffic that is putting wear and tear on our roads. If we had a toll system, it could be a reasonable amount. I don't know what reasonable is, but we don't have to start off. We'll graduate it up. It'll start off as 50 cents, and then in 2 years, 75 cents, et cetera, et cetera. That we could do a couple of things. We could cut down on the amount of traffic because people will find alternative ways to get here. That might also increase the political and social pressure so that we can have light rail, commuter rail, or high-speed rail, because eventually people are going to get sick of paying tolls, because you might have a person who might come to Milwaukee two or three times in a day. Right, they work downtown, they got to go home, change, come back downtown for dinner. Might go, got to go pick one of their kids up from Marquette or from UW-Milwaukee. They might got to come back to the city a third time. I assure you, that person paying that toll three times,
Even if they get an I pass or a W pass, we'd have to call it, or a Wisconsin pass. They're like, no, we need to figure something out here. But if we are going to attract more people to the city of Milwaukee, which we want to do, the additional wear and tear on our roads should not, that bill should not be footed by those of us that live here that don't even, I don't commute on the highway hardly ever. But if you live outside of the city of Milwaukee, that's another problem. You may work here, have your job and your career here, get your wages here, but then you live somewhere else, like in another county, and you're taking that income that you made in Milwaukee and you're spending it at shops and stores and boutiques and grocery stores in your community. You are taking money that was made here in our city and enriching your community, which we can't stop you from doing that. But I bet you when you come to this city to make your wage at your job, at your career, you're going to pay what you weigh. Let's talk to Derek. You're on 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I'm doing well, Sherilyn. You are so right about taking buses. And where I live, we have trains. And I got to tell you something. The wear and tear on your vehicle is something. I mean, it could be costly. And then this by taking buses where I live, we take the trains. I mean, it's just so relaxing, and this for me. And also, we have tolls too. They can work. But you mentioned Washington D.C. I took that, and it was very convenient getting around on that their metro.
I love the metro in D.C. I love it.
Yeah, it was very convenient, and you were hopping because I get to see.
I love
it. When I saw the traffic,
I love it.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, and one other thing too.
You love it too.
And yes, I loved it too. And one other thing too is that we've been all across the country. They've been having issues with these teen takeovers. What should you do, in your opinion? What should happen as far as if you find yourself they're always late at night too, and they're always they come there and they have these kids driving. They're doing donuts in the street, and you're trying to get home or something like that, but you can't go.
Take another route,
or
go the other way, or don't be out late.
But I'm saying I understand that, but I'm saying you're driving down the street. And all of a sudden, you don't realize that there is a because they just show up and bang, there's a teen takeover or something like that.
They don't fall out the sky. You driving up, you see a big group of cars. Turn around, the next stoplight, make a left. Avoid it.
I understand, but I'm saying is that what should you do?
Take a left. Take a right.
I mean, what should happen? Because they've had them in every city, Chicago.
Let the police handle it. It's a traffic situation. Let the police handle it. What you want me to do? Go out there and stop them? What you want me to do? Get my own set of stop sticks?
They had them in Milwaukee.
Yeah, we have
them. Another thing, too.
Just don't go that way. Stay away from it. Go the other way. Let the police handle it. Call the police.
What about the other thing is the thing about the teenagers coming in there and and again, we're proud of the teenagers running through the stores and malls and everything else like that.
They don't do that here.
How should you handle it?
Arrest them for shoplifting? What you want me to do? Arrest them? Call the police?
No, I'm just asking. I'm just trying to get some feedback or something like that. What's your? You're a pretty smart guy.
Shoot them. Kill them.
Shoot them.
Kill them.
Serious.
All right. What do you want me? Somebody stealing? Shoot them in the face. They won't steal no more. Mason, don't shoot them. Put some pepper spray in their eyes. They won't be able to see how to get out the store. You can just take everything out of their hands one by one.
Okay.
Just put a little pepper, a little riot spray, a little bear spray. Spray them in the face.
And getting back to the transportation in Milwaukee, why have they not done it? Because they don't want the black people coming out there? What's the deal?
Yep. Yes, segregation. We don't want... Where jobs and opportunities are being created, it's got to be as far and as inconvenient as possible for minorities to obtain those jobs because they don't want to have to compete with us for jobs. Very simple.
It's kind of like when they had it in Atlanta, they said they were trying to end the MARTA system, and they didn't want certain groups of people coming out there.
Yeah.
But it was
hey, Derek, in America, sometimes white people don't like blacks.
I understand.
All right. Thank you for your call, though.
Okay. But
thank you, Derek.
Thank you, Derek.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. We love you very much. Love you and appreciate you. Derek be getting mad. I'll be letting Derek talk.
I dropped it just in case you're wondering.
Because he would have still. We got to talk to Eric. Now, hey, Eric, how are you?
Man, I'm fine, man. I'm not on nothing too much. I just want to talk about all of this money I'm out here spending, man.
Talk about it.
Everywhere I go, it's a 20. Everywhere, the gas station, $20, or at least. I go to the restaurant, wherever I'm at, it's a 20. And things didn't used to be that way, man. Too much money I'm spending out here, man. And I'm tired of it. So where do I go from here? I'm looking at getting a new car.
Ooh, what you looking at getting? Let's talk cars, Eric. What you looking at getting? What's on your list?
I don't know, man. You tell me.
How much are we spending?
Another one. I'm gonna keep the car I got.
What do you drive now?
And use it as a winter car.
Okay. What is that now? What do you drive now?
That's my Dodge Durango.
Okay.
So but you got I'm looking Durango. At. I want to view it. But I can't go. I don't want to go look at it because everything is too high now, man. Everywhere I go, I'm spending more money than I used to. Everywhere.
What kind of Buick are you looking at? Are you going to a dealership? Don't buy a car from a dealership. That's the first mistake.
Hey, Sherwin, I already know that, and I didn't call you to talk about buying no car. Oh. I'm just talking about the money I'm spending out here.
Got to trim your habits.
And so how do we?
You budget?
Well, no. Aha! I don't need to trim no habits because I don't spend no money like that.
How are you complaining about how much money you're spending, but then you said at the same time you don't spend money like that? Yeah, you do. You probably have some things you could cut out or reduce.
I don't be out here like that, man. This is just normal stuff. Normal things. The gas station, the grocery store, Kohl's, Walmart. Online.
Clip coupons.
Everything is too much. It's too much, man.
Look for ways in which you can save.
Let me move. Where can I move to?
The South.
Where?
Mississippi.
So I already live on the South Side.
No. Go I'm move to Mississippi.
On the South Side.
You make $50,000 a year in Mississippi, you'll be able to have prostitutes.
50?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Move to Memphis.
Well, can I get me a house?
Oh, yeah. Good Lord, yeah.
A house and some.
Property taxes will be a third of what you pay here. That's right.
All I want, Sherwin, a nice house, a nice car, and the ability to do what I want to do with any woman I might meet. Uh-oh. That's it. That's all I need. And it's too expensive.
It is expensive.
Over here, man. That's all I want.
Even
man.
Pimping is expensive. Pimping is nothing but a player in a management position.
I don't need to pimp nothing.
No. Don't do that.
I just want to be happy.
Okay.
Just a smile on my face, and it's too much, man. Everywhere I go, I'm spending $20+. So I'm thinking I need to move because I'm not rich. You know what I mean?
Move down south.
So.
That's where you should retire for sure. Because also, in some southern states, there's no sales or there's no income tax on your pensions. So your pensions will go a lot further. There's a whole bunch of states. Most of the South, Florida, Texas, Arizona. That's why people retire to those areas. Because your pension, there's no income tax on your pension. We tax your pensions in Wisconsin. It's not advantageous to retire in Wisconsin. All right. I hope we can help you.
Taxes on pension. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I got to get out of here because I got a pension coming.
All right, now.
I ain't there yet. But
good luck to you.
Anyway, Sherman, let me ask you something.
Okay.
Before I let you go.
All right, now.
With these women out here, man.
Oh, no.
Eric, can you? I gotta take a break. I want to talk to you about the win, but I have to take a break. Just hang on. Hang on for 3 minutes. You ain't doing nothing. Sit there for 3 minutes. You ain't gonna spend no money. Just sit there. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Eric, thank you for hanging on. All right, now get to the conversation about the women. What do you want to know about the women, folk?
Are you serious, man? Okay. Look, I told you I'm not trying to spend too much money out here now.
Okay.
And I'm sick of these women out here, man, that want to tie down and... You know, it's like you're on a marriage, they looking you over to marry you or something. It's not that serious, man. I want to have fun. We'll hang out and get to know each other. That's it. Where are those women, man? Everybody want a commitment. I don't want a commitment.
You should
you
lead
want the
with
commitment
that.
Because of the money, but I'm not dishing that out. So
be upfront and be straightforward. Be like, look, I'm not looking for anything serious or long term right now. You always have to leave the door open for it, but you say for the foreseeable future, let's hang out, let's kick it, let's get to know each other. But when you say that to her, you got to be okay with her also doing that with several other men. She's not going to be just doing that
I'm
with
fine
you.
With it.
Okay,
right.
Most exactly. women, I think, are okay with that. They appreciate the honesty. Just be like, yeah, I'm not looking for nothing serious. And some women be like, you know what? I am looking for something serious. I wish you the best of luck. You actually helped yourself when she decides that she wants to go elsewhere. But there's some that are like, yeah, I want the same thing. Let's just get to know each other. I'm not asking
too
much.
But they don't read it. When you try to communicate that, man, it's like you put into the, you know, oh, I don't want to fool with you. But yet and still, that's how they do with every guy. That's all they're looking for, is somebody to hang out and spend money. And I'm telling you, I'm willing to do that. I just don't want to get.
No, hold on, man. You was just telling me everything costs too much money. Women shouldn't be another bill. Now, it also depends on how do you start off. When you meet
right.
a woman and you're going on a first date, you can't lay it on too thick in the beginning. You can't
and
do
I
all
don't,
the,
man.
Okay. Don't go
That's
to no expensive dinners.
About.
Don't do all that expensive stuff because then you've set the tone for what it's going to have to be from that point forward. Now, set that bar low, Jack.
Sherwin, I'm trying to tell you, I'm with you on how you – when you talk about the women, I'm with you, man.
Don't get in trouble agreeing with me, but at least we're right.
Oh, I agree with everything you say when you talk about the women.
My man. Ding.
But my thing is, where can I find one I can deal with? Because it's going to be on a friend basis. And whatever money I'm dealing with you, that's my contribution to the friendship. It ain't about I want something or this is what you always going to get. I'm just, you know, I'm a generous person.
Yeah, but don't they'll take the generous, because here's the thing, Eric. You know what you were complaining about? Everything is so expensive. Well, women are complaining about that too, and unfortunately they will use men to offset the costs that have also gone
right,
up in their life.
Right.
You got to find a woman that is okay with saying, you know what, baby, I got dinner tonight. I'm taking you out tonight, or she'll split the bill with you.
Because
while you're getting to know each other, you shouldn't be footing the bill for everything while y'all getting to know each other unless there's another arrangement going on.
And that's that. Where do I find those women?
We don't know where they be at. When you find them, let me know. I'll meet you there. Hell,
they're
I'll
all
try.
Over the place.
Can you at least pay for something?
Most women will.
You know,
but you got to get a woman that has her own money, though. Do not date a broke woman. Don't date a brokey. A broke woman, I think, is even worse than a broke man. because they flex their independence. You ain't independent if you need my money. Like, how was you eating before me? Go back to doing whatever you was doing before you met me. Just because I'm in your life don't mean that I'm supplementing right. your income.
But, hey, you the manager at Family Dollar.
Oh, Lord.
You should be able to take me out sometime. No, I mean, you know what I mean.
No, she ain't, Jack. No, she. Family Dollar.
She can do it. She can do it. It's a, that's just one.
She makes $17.50 an hour if she's lucky.
They got money. They got money. They don't want to spend it, so that's fine. But, hey, I got to move around. You know what I mean?
How old are you, Eric?
I can't keep spending. How old you want me to be?
How old do I sound to you? Let me ask you one more time because I got 40 seconds before I got to take another break.
All right.
How old are you?
I'm going to get out of here.
No. How old is you?
I'm 40. I'm 45.
Oh, you a young man.
Well, I don't feel like it.
You got any kids?
In this city. You know what I mean? I got one.
Are they close to being grown?
Twelve years old.
Oh, damn. You paying child support?
No. Why would I do that?
Hell, I don't know. Well, good luck to you, Eric. I gotta go, though. Good luck.
I'm going to call you again, man. Check in on you. I like your show, man.
Thank you.
You talk my kind of talk.
All right, now, Eric.
I enjoy it.
Okay. I enjoy talking to you, too, Eric. Now, go get you a woman with some money. Not these. Was she the manager of the Family Dollar? What? Aim higher, buddy. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be back for hour three.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.